And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We have Z from Blue Guard Innovations and Ken Frankie from SAC, Sport Fishing Association of California. Great show today. July 1st.
Yeah, buddy. Summer is here and the fish are biting. The islands yet again. You know, we talked about it all day yesterday, but man, the islands yet crazy again. Epic fishing, great bluefin fishing to be had out there. You know, the thing that we didn't really talk about, and a cool note, and I'm sure you know it's been that way for several boats, but the Pegasus, I was just happened to be in the tackle store when they called in yesterday from their two-day trip. They had, and this was an early report, so I don't know how they finished, but at the time they were like four fish away from limits of bluefin for their group. They had a bunch of big yellowtail. They said the grade of yellowtail they had was really nice, but the big thing was they also had a yellowfin tuna and two dorado. So
nice.
Maybe the first wave of that stuff kind of coming up through on kelps. But again, just there's such good fishing going on right now. It's July, it's summer, and it is happening right now. And we're happening on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And if you want to join us, we want to hear from you. Two ways you can be part of the show here on Let's Talk Hookup. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or get us toll free. That toll free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only get a chance to talk to Z, talk to Ken, get all your questions answered, we are giving away such a great prize thanks to Blue Guard Innovations. And that is one of their fantastic products. Your pick, whatever fits your needs the best, the BG1, the BGSWA, or the BGHW. And G was talking to us during the break. They're also going to include the killer control panel that you were talking about that, you know, registers.
That's really
your
cool.
That is just so awesome.
So why don't you explain that control panel? That it's not a necessary thing as part of the installation, but it is a nice product.
It's a cool feature.
Yeah, the control panel is actually accessory, but it's it does a number of the different functions. One is to display the alarm condition of the high water or detection of the oil event. It has a 95, 99 decibel horn that sounds alarm and also counts the actual bilge pump cycles that goes through. And it does have a fuse. It's fused right at the panel, so you can check it if something happens. The nice thing about the counter is that you can go, after a day that you are not on a boat, you come back and you can see how many times your bilge pump goes on.
I absolutely love that.
So you're going to include that for one lucky caller today. If you want to get through, the only line available right now, 858-457-1090, open right now. You know, another thing, our insurance man himself, Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance, made a note saying that, you know, you should talk to insurance companies about saving money when you install this Blue Guard Innovation product.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually, for the SAC fleet, I approached two of the insurance companies already and asked, would you be willing to reduce the cost of the members' insurance by the amount it costs to install this? And they were all over it. They said, yeah, we'd really be interested in that because then they don't have to pay out on an environmental claim.
Right, because most marine insurance policies include a $10,000 pollution hazard fine, and that could save the insurance company a lot of money.
Saves everybody money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it contains the problem. So, it's more and more it's looking like this is a logical thing for our membership. Blue Guard has now joined SAC as an associate member, so we are going to have their website listed on our associate membership page for the public to use also.
That's cool. No, it's good innovation. I think, Z, it's going to be kind of a standard operating procedure for most boats here in the near future. You wouldn't mind that.
Well, we would not mind that, of course. But
sure.
I think that what's important to us is that we are bringing the product to the market that's useful and it's needed in.
Yeah.
You know, there are lots of products out there that will promise lots of things, and we are coming in and it's solving the problem that's there.
Yes, indeed. It's a key thing. I am very excited about next Saturday's show live from Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. So we will be live at Mossy Ford this coming Saturday, July the 7th. Now, is this 4th of July weekend or is next weekend 4th of July weekend?
Yes.
Or is it all 4th of July?
This is 4th of July week.
It's 4th of July week because 4th of July comes on a Wednesday. So, okay, as 4th of July week continues, next Saturday we'll be at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. And what a great lineup of guests we're going to have. Rod Halpern and Anthony Shea. Anthony and also some special guests. And they'll be talking about War Heroes on the Water, which is this amazing program where they're taking warriors and they're taking them fishing on some of the best Southern California yachts. So we're going to be talking a lot about that program.
And the most perfect two people to it, Anthony's such a, you know, such a guy that likes giving back, and just they're basically going to put these, you know, these heroes on his boat and associated boats and create this awesome tournament, and just a really, really cool event. I can't wait to hear about it. And between him and Roddy, all the great stories and fishing and experiences, that is going to be such a good show.
Yeah, and I understand that it's even a possibility that Steve Lasley might join us for a little bit, too.
I mean, so it wouldn't be a bad company show without the man.
Yeah, the man himself. So that's next Saturday at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Of course, that's your next chance to qualify for the great grand prizes, the Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with the trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island, and a second grand prize, a trip for two to Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape, including round-trip tickets from either San Diego, Orange County, or Los Angeles to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines, the best one there. Be sure to check the Alaska Air banner on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. You can win a trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim Sunglasses, and we'll be giving away a ton of prizes. Prize Cowboy and Tommy P will be there just for showing up. Just come on down, win some prizes, have a chance to qualify for those great prizes, including that trip to Rancho Leonero on Alaska Airlines, as well as the Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks and the trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing. That's this coming Saturday, July 7th. Mossy Ford, a very, very special 4th of July week event there with the War Heroes on the Water, as well as you in attendance there at a great location too. Mossy Ford, just off the 5 freeway there in Mission Bay.
Easy to get to, great parking, going to be a fun time. Yeah. Come join us. Again, only line open if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's jump back in the phones and talk to Pete calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Pete, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Gentlemen,
good morning. Hi, Pete.
It's like we might have lost Pete there. Well, hopefully Pete can...
There he is. What's up, Pete? Okay, we got you now.
Sorry about that. I'm in Goleta, by the way, and I have a question for Ken about the MLPAs. I got a book from Ginny at Wiley's back in 2016, November. It's called Southern California Marine Protected Areas. Is that book still up to date? Because... unfortunately, I'm having to move a couple of my slots because of the mud and jump from Montana. So a couple of my hundreds are just too much sun.
Yeah, so, hard to understand.
Well,
yes. You.
Okay, tell you what you do, because we're having trouble hearing you. Go to the SAC website and send me an email, and I will mail you the current MPA book. All right? That way you'll have the current information.
Yeah.
And that's californiasportfishing.org.
Yep, yeah. californiasportfishing.org. Just send me an email, and I think I got about 15 of those books left on my desk.
Okay, we'll and that one. Tells you pretty much what's going on with the MPAs.
Every single MPA is listed in there.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And the SAC, let's talk for a minute about the SAC, californiasportfishing.org. Whenever anybody has a question or wants to buy an FMM, I did it at the fuel dock the other day.
I do it every day of my life.
At Pearson Fuel, I was hanging out with Don, and a guy was having questions about buying FMMs, and I said, CaliforniaSportFishing.org. Go to the Mexico tab, and it'll answer all your questions.
Yeah, that's we designed it basically to bring some ease to the situation. And I was just in Mexico City meeting with the Commissioner of Immigration, and they're very happy on the relationship that exists right now. Their own government offices even forward the public to that spot, and we're going to work very hard at making sure it's accurate and up to date. And one thing that just recently came up that I think is important for the listeners, If you are on a private boat, they would like to see individual purchases of the FMM. So if you have three different people on the boat, have each one purchase the FMM separately, but still continue to do the manifest. So that's just a brand new change. Other than that, it's business as usual. It's working very smooth, and you know, hopefully we can continue to build these relationships to make it easy to visit.
Can you still put, like, if you have four people on your boat, can you continue to put four people, if you're on a private boat, on one FMM?
That's what they want, each individual person to log on to the website and get an individual FMM. But the spreadsheet that goes to immigration, you can put the whole boat on there.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into it, Rick.
How about we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Great.
Hey, my question was, it's actually a Coast Guard question, but you guys are pretty knowledgeable on it. Look, I'm just finishing up my Grady White. I bought a 24-foot Grady White, an older one. I've just gone through it. I have it up and running well. I'd like to get the Coast Guard to inspect it. How do I go about that?
All you got to do is call the Coast Guard in whatever sector. If you're in Los Angeles or San Diego, and they'll have an auxiliarist come and meet you, and they'll do a courtesy inspection.
Oh, okay, great. It's that simple. All righty.
Why is that important, Ken?
You know, they go through and just make sure everything is right. They check the life jackets. They give that extra independent set of eyes on all your safety equipment. And just, you know, they'll have you exercise your bilge pump, for instance, make sure everything's working, your running lights. It's you just never know when they're going to pick up on something, so it's a good thing to do. And then they give you a sticker for the year.
That's the kicker, is the sticker that you get for the year when you're coming back from fishing and you're tired and it's been a long day of fishing, and Coast Guard does a random inspection, which for sure happens. You know, a lot of times you'll be, especially when you're coming back from Mexico. This is when it seems to happen, at least to us, the most. Coming back from Mexico in the more kind of quote-unquote off-season, when there's not as many people traveling, and they just do a random stop, which we're always have been and always will be all good with. The sticker shows that you've been done in the last 6 months. Then it just becomes a quick couple of questions. Quick, how you guys doing? Where you been? Off on your way. Rather than continuing to check life jackets each time on those random stops. So if you have a weekend open and you're not going fishing and you want to get your boat completely surveyed, make sure your flares are up to date, all that kind of stuff. Then the inspections on the water, when maybe your timeline is a little bit tougher, that gets cut down to next to nothing.
And the nice thing is they come to you most of the time. They'll go to wherever your boat is.
That's cool.
So.
That's a nice deal. It's a nice service, too, for sure.
Yep.
How do you see, by the way, thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Appreciate that. Good, very, very, very good question. That does free up 877-792-1090. You want to get through. Been a busy morning. There's your chance. You have a chance to not only win the BG1 or one of the other products from Blue Guard Innovations. Now, Z's throwing in the control panel, too, which is really a cool deal.
Soaked.
Did you work with Coast Guard in developing this?
Well, we have consulted the Coast Guard afterwards and asked them what do they think about the product to get this review, an opinion letter on that.
Yeah, and their thought?
Their thought was that the product can be used on the vessels, both commercial and leisure, as long as they are signed off with the local officer or inspector of the Coast Guard.
One of the things that SAC wanted to do, we wanted to make sure the Coast Guard was fine with us putting this on our boats. Z, of course, is going to be marketing this thing to the public as well. But looking for our folks, we wanted to make sure the Coast Guard was fine with it. So Z sent a letter to Research and Development at the Coast Guard. They sent back a letter basically quite complimentary, but basically on the commercial side, giving us permission to put them on the boats.
Great.
The Coast Guard in San Diego sent an inspection group down to come and monitor it as it was being installed. And, I think the Coast Guard's quite happy with the new technology. There's no rule prohibiting it or requiring it because it didn't exist until Z invented it.
Sure.
Boy, it makes sense. So I think the Coast Guard is quite happy with it based on what I've read.
Yeah, for sure. So based on that, do you see this product from Blue Guard Innovations in cruise ships, Navy ships? Is there an application for large vessels?
I think that there's application for any vessel which has a bilge. Now, the large cruise ships and the passenger ships, they do have what is it called, reclamation program. In other words, everything that they put in the water goes through the oil separation or
it does,
purification.
Yeah.
Yes. So they are kind of under different mandate. Every ship, including theirs, that they do have a bilges, they do have a places that the water accumulates and so forth. So they would benefit from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The impact goes all the way to even storm drains. I mean, there's so many possibilities for it. But for our purposes on the boats, you know, anything that has a bilge pump or has a bilge.
From a bass boat to a luxury yacht.
Yeah, right. I keep going back to what we were saying before. I mean, yes, the oil, yes, the fuel, all that's good. But the fact that I have a switch that's not going to fail because the balls got stuck in my float switch, that's the kicker for me.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of dawned on me that you never told the people that they don't have a perception how it looks like right now. They can go to the bluebgi.com. And we have tons of information and the pictures of the product, the installation schematics, and application diagrams.
It is a very good website, bluebgi.com. Okay, is the website, and you can see what we're talking about in the application for your boat. And where do you buy it?
Well, at the moment, you can locally here for the Southern California, we have a distributor, Wilson Marine.
Yep.
And people can go to Wilson Marine, and he has a stock, and he can also do the installation and a follow-up and all that stuff. A very good outfit with lots of years of experience in the area.
Boat. He's very, very good.
Very meticulous, very good. And other than that, we are on Amazon nationwide. And in the future, we will be available through the nationwide distribution network.
Can you buy it on your website?
Yes, by clicking through Amazon, yes.
Oh, okay, so it's easily available.
Yes, it's our Amazon is just a fulfillment.
Sure.
Yeah, they got their cut in, and they're happy, and we are happy. So.
And it's something, if you wanted to use Wilson Marine for the install, but it's something you could do yourself. It's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not that hard. We do recommend to be a professional installed, and that is kind of a warranty issue.
Sure.
Because all the systems on a boat should be, you know, properly installed.
Yeah. Especially electrical stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
But it comes. It comes with directions. One thing I also want to mention is Z has reached out to the commercial industry. So not only the sport boats, but we have a tug company in San Diego that has put it on private boats, and they've been, you know, testing them on all the different types of boats we have in the harbor. But one interesting story is one of the boats developed a fuel leak and ended up saving the day having the device on it. So we appreciate what you did, Z. It definitely helped them.
Yeah, and like you say, the ramifications of that, you start dumping fuel into the marina and a Coast Guard sees it, minimum $10,000 fine.
Yeah, I had one when I was in the harbor police in San Diego. We had one where it filled the entire Shelter Island Yacht Basin with diesel before we located the boat.
Ooh.
I felt so bad for the owner of that boat because it was his yacht, and he'd owned it 20 years. And there's just that sick feeling when you're walking down the dock and it's your boat.
Oh, boy. Man. And what happened to that guy?
Ended up with a huge fine, and, it turned into a very substantial case against them.
It could happen to any boat.
Yeah.
Get a leak in the fuel tank. You get a leak in the engine. I mean, there's a dozen
happens.
Different places that it could happen. So, and this would protect you from it.
It would.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. All right, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You want to talk about this technology? You want to talk to Ken? There's your chance.
All right, how about next up we talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you, Bruce.
My question is for Ken. Is there boat documentation that's necessary for going into Mexico?
It's called a temporary importation document. Go to the SAC website, follow the instructions. It's very easy to get, about $55 for 10 years.
It's a 10-year permit.
Yep.
Yeah, and it used to be a little more difficult. Now they've streamlined the temporary importation permit.
Yeah,
process.
You're going to end up uploading basically a copy of your whatever the registration is for your.
Yeah, boat. It's either your state registration or your documentation if your vessel is documented. Either will work.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. And that's again one of the documents when you enter Mexico. And especially like if you're going to go to make port in, say, Ensenada or something like that, you've got to have that temporary importation permit. All right.
Yep.
Yeah. What about, there's also been some question about having a VHF license from the FCC.
Yeah, I think that's urban legend.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have yet to find a person who's actually been boarded and had that requested in a foreign nation.
Okay.
Different for commercial vessels. We have a different set of criteria.
Sure.
But, yeah, I've heard that one from a number of people.
Yeah.
But, it's...
It does say it in the regulations.
Yeah. I haven't seen anybody that can say they've actually been asked for it.
Yeah.
That's usually what that question's about is are they boarding looking for this? They could, but I haven't found anybody.
They're not looking for it.
I see in the last 5 or 6 years of fishing between myself and my boat partner, we've been, you know, what do you call it, checked or boarded at you know, fishing the islands or surrounding areas 4 times now, and neither of us have that license, that operator's license. Never has it come up. Never has it been an issue. Never has the process ever been anything more than, here you go. You know, they usually take we keep all of our info. We play everything by the books. We have our FMMs and we have our passports. We have our Mexican fishing licenses. As soon as we all step on board, everybody throws it into a Ziploc bag that just lives inside the console. If and when we get checked, they usually hand a little net from one boat to the other. We drop our bag full of all our information. They take it in. It's usually a very short process. They take a photo of our boat. They wish us good luck. They hand us our stuff back, and we're back to fishing. You know, in several years, it's happened 4 times now. Not once has it ever been more than a couple of minutes and a good, you know, good luck. Thanks, guys. Here you go. On your way. I mean, it's been super, super easy.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's find out what's biting. The fishdope.com report
is up. You got it, man. It's time to talk to the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, the Catch Sport, sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best fish processing when you come back from your trip to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salt, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. It's Fisherman's Processing. Let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Frank. How you guys doing today?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what an unbelievable week, guys. You, like we said 100 times, you could throw the history books away. This doesn't make any sense to anybody that's ever fished for more than 20 years. Yellowfin and Dorado in a cold water year, I don't understand. But here we go. We got yellowfin now. We got Dorado. We got bluefin. We got yellowtail. We got phenomenal calico bass fishing. Here comes the sand bass that haven't been around. Imperial Beach, that sand bass spawn fish coming up. That you can't even write this stuff. Nobody even knows what's going on in the ocean anymore. All I can say is that there really isn't an area right now that they're not biting at. There's sea bass biting at the Channel Islands. There's sea bass biting at Clemente. There's bluefin biting on the east end of Clemente all the way down into Mexico. There's really good calico bass fishing up and down the coast. Yellowtail are all over the place. Now that offshore fishing thing, they've got bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado. So I can't even imagine why you're not going fishing. There's no reason to not go fishing. So go fishing. That's all I can say, because there's nowhere not to go.
That's the message from your saltwater guide right now. And $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Fishdope.com. You have to have fishdope.com. They tell you where to go, what to do, and they have a whole bunch of new features now, too, on fishdope.com to make it easier for you to find the fish. Look at it every day, know exactly the patterns and what's going on, and it'll make you a better angler. Fishdope.com, $20 off, using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find Captain Dave?
Well, guys, my website is going absolutely bananas. Go check it out at Your Saltwater Guide. We've done something very unique. We've brought all the information right to you guys in a very easy to use application. All the fundamentals of fishing in Southern California, from sport boat etiquette to flying the kite.
All right, so I'll tell a story. I was fishing on Monday on my boat, and it was the first time using a balloon with helium on the kite, okay, which, man,
right.
that makes life so much easier, I'll tell you what,
yeah,
when you're flying the kite. And I used the Your Saltwater Guide video to teach me how to properly rig that balloon on the kite, and it, you know what, Dave? It worked.
No way.
Yes, it worked. So thank you for that. I watched that video twice, did exactly what you said with the ribbon and how to tie it off and everything. Worked perfectly.
Sweet.
So there you go.
There you go, gang. I don't know how I can get any better than Pete. Pete's the man, and he was using it. So if you're not using it, guys, it's less than a cup of coffee at one of your branches of coffee places. It's about the same price as a gallon of fuel. Let's use that. I'm sorry, Pete.
Yeah, I like
the price of a gallon of fuel.
All right. YourSaltwaterGuide.com. Check it out. Captain Dave, we'll talk to you next week.
Good job, Dave.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Good luck out there, Frank. Keep us fishing.
All right. Ken.
Ken Frankie.
That's the guy.
I answer to anything.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Anything on here is going to be nicer than probably what the norm is from Ken's buddies, I'm sure.
858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about we talk to Frank now?
There's a Frank. Yeah.
What's up, Frank? Good morning.
Good morning. I was curious, where can I find this product in Ventura County? For my boat, I have a 30-foot Sea Ray.
Well, ideal for that.
Yeah, that would be ideal. You can actually get this on Amazon. So if you go to bluebgi.com and you check our products, there is a buy button. Once you press the buy button, it will take you directly into the Amazon store.
I got you.
And then you could probably, if you didn't want to do the install yourself, you could probably get a local electrician, boat electrician to do it.
Yeah.
You're still working on a network up there, I'm sure.
That's
right?
Correct. We're just in the first phases to get this out.
Which product would you recommend for a 30-foot
boat? Well, depending where the gentleman is putting it in. Are you putting in your main bilge, or do you have a number of the bilges?
Just one main bilge.
One main bilge. I would recommend BG1.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the standard one. That's the fuel
and oil detector. And the app will allow you to configure it. It's as a default from the factory. It comes in what we call the marina mode, mm-hmm. which will detect the oil, stop the pump from pumping, and then allow you to pump the water underneath.
That's great.
All right. Very good,
wonderful.
Frank. Good luck with it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. We do appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090 open right now. You want to have a chance to win that Blue Guard Innovations BG1 with the control panel. Very nice prize he's donating there. There's your shot.
No doubt. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Been a very busy morning. Lots of great stuff going on. Again, if you want to get through, join us in Let's Talk Hookup and have your shot at winning those great Blue Guard Innovation products, the control panel, and your choice. I think all of us are going to pick that VG1, but put a great opportunity. Again, 858 area code 457-1090. That's the local number. Or get us toll-free at 877-792-1090.
Indeed. Now, Ken, we talked about it yesterday with Tom Green, and that is avoiding the bluefin tuna pens at the Coronado Islands. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, good. Glad you brought that up. We need to encourage everybody, please, 250 meters, we need to stay away from those pens. It is not a right to fish down there. If there's too many complaints from the tuna pen operators, that could seriously affect everyone's access to the area. So 250 meters, stay away from the tuna pens on the inside of the Coronado Islands.
That's the law in Mexico.
That's the law. It's federal law. It's been well posted.
Yeah.
And we've received a number of documents from and flyers from the tuna pen operators. They want to work with us. They want to encourage recreational fishing, but not have us run over an anchor line and tear up our propellers and that type of stuff. Right. So,
and it damages the tuna in their pens too.
Absolutely.
It basically, when you get close to those pens, the tunas freak out and they damage themselves and die.
Yeah.
So,
and you said it's a particular hot button right now.
It's a very hot button. So the sheer volume of boat activity down there is more than it's probably ever been because of the current fishing conditions.
Yeah, sure.
So we need everybody to really help us on that. So
we want
good relations with Mexico. We got good ones right now.
Yeah.
We don't want to screw
don't
that way.
Mess it up.
Yeah, don't mess it up unless they want to come with me to Mexico City.
Yeah, for sure. Now, of course, speaking of Mexico, our next live broadcast we're going to be doing down in Cabo San Lucas in October.
We are.
Yeah.
We're going to have a children's fishing tournament down there as well.
Cool.
And, we're kind of excited to do that. And, you know, again, this is where, you know, we are working with a local community to hopefully bring them some business and also answer questions of the public up here on, you know, what are the processes? How do we do this? How do we bring our boat down there? Is it all right for, you know, our family to come? You know, what do we recommend? Hotels, what have you? And we try to answer as many of those questions as we can.
Not that we like talking about politics, but we have to sometimes. Today's a big day in Mexico. It's the election.
Yep.
And big decision there. It seems that Obrador is going to be kind of the winner, the shoe-in winner, it looks like. How is that going to change our relations fishing-wise with Mexico?
Good question.
In your eyes?
You know, I mean Southern California especially, we have all, on a political side, been working well with the state equivalents in Baja Sur and Baja North, as well as in the federal fishery side. While it is very common for the top one and two positions to change, the rest of the staff stay. And so I think that because we've got good relations in those lower tiers in the government, I would hope that we maintain those good relationships. And the moment the president is appointed and starts doing their political appointments, which is their normal routine, we want to be there immediately to introduce ourselves. And by we, I mean both the state government in Baja as well as the different groups like ourselves that have a very keen interest in working together. So we're pretty confident that that's the path that we're going to go down.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. If Orbador, whoever wins.
Well, who's going to turn down tourism?
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's it.
That's the bottom line.
So I see that as
bringing a lot of money to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes,
we
are.
Working together.
Yeah, for sure. I have a question before we run out of time here for Z. I see on your brochure here the BGSWA, solid state bilge pump switch with a high water alarm. Explain that.
Well, the switch, that is actually very, very good, interesting switch. And that is that, first of all, it's a switch by itself to turn the bilge pump off and on. But then if the bilge pump is overwhelmed or it's not working for whatever reason, overwhelmed being that you are having incoming water coming in faster than a bilge pump can get it out, is that a high water alarm will turn on. So you will know that your condition.
You have issues.
That you have issues and you are, you should take some action.
Yeah. And you make, that's a great product with all those features. Then you have a solid state bilge pump switch, which is just like
replaces the switch.
Yeah. The high water sensor. Now, what is that?
So high water alarm is, I think there is some requirements on a commercial side, definitely to have it in a compartment.
Even on the bigger yachts, anything with four and five compartments, we all have to have a high water alarm in each compartment.
Right.
That's normal.
It's part of the deal.
Yeah, so it will, and it's a very important alarm because when all else fails, this is your last. When that alarm sounds, or when it sounds, you should be thinking about, am I jumping off or am I putting a bigger pump in?
Yeah, like sure. Because your pump's not.
Or a manual pump or whatever it is.
Yeah. Oil and fuel detector, the BG oil. So that's basically the BG one without the float switch.
Without the switch, yeah. There is no float switch. Remember, that's a solid state.
No
mechanical stuff.
The water switch.
Right. So that the oil detector in itself. That's what they recommend to put in an engine and a fuel compartments.
Uh-huh.
So you can have an early warning. And most of the compartments are built so they have a lip there that before they enter the main bilge, that they can retain oil or fuel. And if you detect it there, then you can actually you have an even earlier warning.
Yeah. Why would you want to put a BG oil? Why not just put the BG1 in?
Well, because in those compartments, actually, in engine compartments, you really don't expect the water, number one.
Yeah, this isn't meant for your bilge compartment.
Right.
It's just a
sensor and a detector, just
I
like
gotcha.
A – yeah.
Yeah.
And that seems to be, at least from the commercial boat builders that we have seen talking to me and trying to get our products into the that this is kind of a more favorite way to do it.
Yeah. So for our uses, though, private boaters, sport boaters, the BG1 would be absolute, right, Ken?
BG1 and the saltwater high water alarm.
And then the high water sensor.
Yeah.
Yeah, those would be the two things that
absolutely,
we put in my boat, too, and that's now you're protected. You put the panel in, you know exactly what's going on in your bilge, and you're going to be safe. You're not going to dump fuel into there, and you're going to know if you have a leak in your boat.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have a real reliable replacement for our old floats. Those floats,
yes.
Basically, when we put it on the test sack boat, we cut out the old floats and tossed them.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
No need for those old float
switches. Nope.
Yeah. And the configuration is a little bit different for different boats because, as we know, there are some more leaky boats than the others.
Sure.
And the product is not designed to contain the oil in. It's designed to detect and give you early warning. yeah, all of it.
Makes sense. All right. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning? Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I got two questions now. For Ken, on those offshore airplane trips, are you thinking offshore only or on the islands as well?
No, the plane's primarily operating south-southwest, typically down in Mexican waters and offshore, like out to about 150, 200 miles.
Yeah, he said his range is about 200 miles before he has to turn around.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of what the plane does is just wherever it's going to benefit that fleet of boats. I know last year there was a lot of fish that were out to the west and in U.S. waters, and so when the majority of our fleet was flying up there, they would fly up there to keep an eye on conditions, and then also fly into areas where our fleet is not at so we can either eliminate bad water or find new batches of fish that the guys aren't currently working with.
Yeah, there's some regulatory oversight as well on where you're allowed to go because of San Clemente Island air traffic and such. But, again, the pilot, his goal is basically to observe life and conditions. What's the water quality? Is there, whales? Is there anything that we need to be cautious about for the boat operators? Are there kelps in an area? Is there a large volume of fish in an area or not? So our goal is basically, it's almost, we'll call it a life flight. It's, sea life flight. Here's what's going on out in the ocean.
And then he contacts your member boats.
Right.
And says, here, come over here, over there.
When he's in Mexican waters, he's allowed to do that.
Oh, he is in Mexican waters.
Mexican waters. Yeah, there's different regulatory requirements when you're in U.S. waters.
Oh, okay. So you're not allowed to spot fish in U.S. waters.
Well, you're not. It gets technical on fishing where a boat is assigned to an aircraft, like those harpoon boats.
Right.
I'm not real familiar with it. I have to throw myself on the sword there. But, when they're in Mexico, the pilot service we use that's his deal.
They're allowed to do that.
Yeah, he's following the regulations. When in there, we very commonly, though, will send out text information on the observations.
Right.
To all the captains. So even if he sees stuff coming home in U.S. waters, while he may not necessarily be spotting for an individual boat, we'll make sure the boats are aware of what's going on.
What's going on there. Sure. Doug, you had a second question?
Yeah, how much it costs for to install that bilge pump, the new pump they're talking about?
The BG1.
Actually, just a slight correction. It's not the bilge pump. It's a bilge pump switch. And it will depend on the configuration of your boat. The product itself, depending, it's about $150 depending what model you take.
It's so reasonable.
Yeah. BG1 is a couple hundred dollars. The installation would be definitely on the configuration of the boat. If you use the existing wiring or not,
right?
Then it's not that's not a huge cost. If you obviously bring the new line, it's gonna cost of the line and the labor of it.
Yeah, indeed. And you can buy it on Amazon.
Or if you're local here, you can contact Wilson Marine at the Shelter Island.
Yeah, and his phone number is 619-326-8842. Wilson Marine Inc., INC.com. Wilson Marine Inc. .com is, and he does an excellent job of installation. He did it on my boat. Very meticulous and a perfect job.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, and he's your dealer here in the San Diego area.
Yes.
Will he go
correct.
To Orange County too?
He might.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah.
It's not that far, right?
Yeah. worth calling him there. Hey, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. One more thought I had for Ken, and that is about. What's the future for Sport Fishing Association of California, and what's your vision for the fleet here? And why should boats be a member of SAC?
Well, I'm happy to report I think almost every commercial passenger boat that sport fishes in Southern California, I think, is in SAC at this
point. From Santa Barbara to San Diego?
Santa Barbara to San Diego. We have 17 different locations. Yeah. So that's good. I think the focus, and it's a shared one with the private boaters, we want to make sure that we protect our ocean. It's our mission statement, protect our ocean resources while maintaining public access. So, we have a great recovery on the ground fish, right on. Now we're getting access. more and more access. For instance, out in the Cowcod Conservation Area, the council all recommended to increase the depth to be able to fish to 40 fathoms. That's going before NOAA as well right now. So we're getting things back.
Explain that for those of us.
Sure.
Because the rockfish regulation laws are very, very complicated. Explain Cowcod conservation, 40 fathoms versus 75 fathoms, et cetera.
Okay. Two different areas. Cowcod conservation area, 1,400 square miles of ocean closed to protect Cowcod. That area there.
So you cannot fish there.
You are allowed to fish in 20 fathoms or shallower. Only for bottom fish. You are permitted to fish pelagic, trolling for tuna, et cetera. That's fine. Okay.
Example would be like the 60-mile bank. That's somewhere within the...
60-mile bank is... That's the rockfish...
That's just because of depth.
That's the rockfish conservation area. Different.
So give us like
deal.
An example of somewhere where we might be fishing for Panner tuna,
bank.
But would be within the cow
bank.
Panner bank. Okay. So you can go fish... You can
catch bluefin.
You can catch bluefin or what have you, but when you are bottom fishing, you're limited to 20 fathoms.
Okay.
What has been proposed and approved by the council is 40 fathoms, and which, like around San Nicolas Island, is a huge amount of rock, as well as Santa Barbara Island, et cetera. So now NOAA is going to make a determination if they approve the council's opinion. If so, the public's going to get to increase substantially the amount of area they're allowed to fish.
Around Santa Barbara, San
Nicolas, all the Cowcod conservation area items. Then, separate from that is the rockfish conservation area, which is that hard.
To 60.
That's the hard line, and we are only permitted out to 60 fathoms. That's along the whole coast and San Clemente Island. And we're going to hopefully get that out to 75 fathoms. Okay, so that's everywhere outside of the Cowcod Conservation Area.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then as soon as that's approved, because the 60-mile bank is shallower than 75 fathoms on the top, the moment that's approved by NOAA, we'll be knocking on their door saying, can we reopen the top of the 60-mile bank?
So, that's a separate...
It's a separate issue.
So
we got to go one step at a time.
So it's not just the depth that you need to think about. It's that contour line of bottom is what you explained to me once.
It's a hard line. So we've already got maps of the 60-mile bank and hard line rockfish conservation area. They want straight lines typically. That's already been prepared by NOAA. So as soon as NOAA approves the new 75 fathoms, we'll knock on their door about that.
What about the 43 fathom spot?
43 fathom, that's still going to be too deep.
Too deep.
So,
and
yeah,
that's Cowcod Conservation,
Cowcod,
right?
Conservation area. So as far as long-term for SAC, we want to continue to provide a top-quality service to the public. We just, as an example, just got done training 275 captains and crew members in certain aspects of drug and alcohol training. We are leaning on the training really hard to make sure that everybody's trips are safe.
One last quick thought before we run out of time here. Talking to Kami Rothery from the Polaris Supreme the other day, and he was talking about people using marijuana on the boats. We want to make sure that people understand that's highly illegal and you're subject to arrest.
It is absolutely illegal to
whether
have,
you have a prescription, whether you're legally buying it, it doesn't
matter
because it's federal law.
You're in a federal waterway, end of story. Placards have been placed on all of the different SAC landings. It just doesn't matter. The Coast Guard's policy will be the same. Even if they go on a private boat and find pot, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, and Tommy told me that the Coast Guard is forcing them to enforce. So if somebody's smoking pot on a sport fishing boat, they're going to bring you back to the dock and have you arrested.
Well, I think technically it's going to be a decision on the Coast Guard on how they want to proceed.
Yeah.
But he is correct. The Coast Guard made it very clear. If we permit a group of people to have a little party on the back of a boat,
right,
they are going to go after the captain's license.
Yep.
This is not a game.
Yep.
Don't bring pot on the boat. Let's save everybody a lot of trouble because it's going to be very difficult. Because then it puts the captain into only one position. Hi, U.S. Coast Guard, this is a vessel, you know, whatever. Please meet my boat.
Yep.
End of game.
Yep. sure.
Yeah, there you go.
And, hey, we don't want that.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way, including finding out who the big winner of the Blue Guard Innovations, I'd call it a package now with the Switch. We got more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the Blue Guard Innovations product package is going to Mike in Chula Vista. Mike, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with your new Blue Guard Innovations product.
Indeed. And Ken Frankie, Sport Fishing Association of California, thanks for all you do. Again, keep it up.
You too.
Thanks,
you,
buddy. Yeah. Thanks for
keeping us fishing. We appreciate what you guys do.
CaliforniaSportFishing.org for all the information.
Yep. CaliforniaSportFishing.org.
And Z, Blue Guard Innovations, what a great product, and every boater should be looking into this and getting one soon. How do we do that?
Well, you can go to, we can call the Wilson Marine at 619-326-8842, or you can look at bluebgi.com, and you'll get forward to Amazon.
BlueBGI.com.
That's correct.
Very
yeah.
good. All right, Z.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Thank you for
yeah,
being here.
Great.
Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam. Check out our app. This show and more will be there, along with all kinds of great stuff. Let's Talk Hookup app on the App Store as well as Google Play Store. Download it if you haven't already. You'll love it. Next Saturday, great show live from Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Rod Halpern, Anthony Shea, and special guests for War Heroes on the Water and more. Going to be a great show. Come on down to Mossy Ford next Saturday and continue that 4th of July celebration there. And then next Sunday, back here in the Mighty 1090 Studios with the Baja legend himself, Gary Graham. That's going to be a great show. Thanks for listening today. Be safe and happy 4th of July, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090. Before